Well, coming up this Saturday, March 19th, Catholic Charities of Oregon invites you to participate in their Celebration of Hope event to benefit the many important programs at Catholic Charities. This is a free virtual event that begins with a pre-show at 6 p.m. and runs until 7:30. And joining us this morning to talk about the Celebration of Hope is Catholic Charities Executive Director, Deacon Rick Burkell. Hey, good morning, Deacon Rick. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
Well, I got to say this first before we talk about Celebration of Hope. I know that you are going to be retiring in just a couple of months. So, behalf of all of us at Mater Dei Radio, all of our listeners out there, thank you so very, very much for your service to Catholic Charities of Oregon and what that has meant to our communities and our communities throughout the state. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I mean, this has been an honor for me and for my wife, Kathy. We really found a spiritual home here in the Archdiocese, and we're excited to remain here.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you getting a little nostalgic now as you oversee your last Celebration of Hope?
Yeah. You know, it is a difficult walk when it's time to move on and handing this over to a new leader, Natalie Wood, who'll be coming in from Houston. And she'll be joining us, by the way, virtually on the gala. We'll patch her in from Houston, Texas, and she'll have a few words to say. But yeah, it's definitely mixed. It's a mixed bag of feelings at this stage for me. I love this work so much. I love the organization. It's hard to walk away. And so at the same time, I do feel that it's time for me to look at some other things in my life.
Do you have any plans at this point, or are you just going to kind of wait and see what happens, where the Spirit leads you, as they say?
I think that's right. And, you know, we have, of course, children and grandchildren on the East Coast. We'll be visiting some of them and spending time with them. But, yeah, I'm wide open to the Holy Spirit's guidance and to see what's next.
We're speaking with Deacon Rick Burkell. He is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Oregon. They have their big Celebration of Hope event coming up on Saturday, 6 p.m. is the pre-show. Again, this is a free virtual event. If you go to Catholic Charities of Oregon, their website, you can register for the Celebration of Hope. And this is an important event, Deacon Rick, because you have so many important programs out there that Catholic Charities runs that, you know, we need the support from the public.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thank you for mentioning that. This is both a celebration of hope, but it's also an important fundraiser for us. And as you say, we have a lot going on. You know, we are one of those organizations that just by its very nature expands because we're a domestic relief agency. We expand during difficult times. And these last years have been very difficult in Oregon with COVID, economic difficulties, for the job market for folks, rent, lack of affordable housing. It's been a tough several years. Catholic Charities has a lot of projects underway. We have 7 new housing projects under construction in the state with 500 new units of affordable housing. That alone is remarkable and meets a need in the state that is extraordinary. But we've also got, you know, we've really ramped up our disaster case management work across the state. We have a Domains Kitchen and Cafe. We have just a lot of things that need ongoing financial support from our donors. We can't do it without our donors and our partners and our volunteers. That's so much a part of us. And so we really are hopeful. Every year we try to raise $1 million at our gala. That's our goal. And we really ask people to tune in, be generous, and listen. We have 2 really wonderful presentations that I think people will find exciting. This year, our theme is Courageous in Love, and we are going to showcase the work of our direct support staff, our outreach workers, coaches, clinicians, peer support specialists, case managers. These are the folks who really are on the front lines of our work, just like hospital workers and other first responders. We're going to honor them this year, and I think the video we produce is a beautiful testament to their work.
Again, if you go to CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, CatholicCharitiesOregon.org, you can register for the Celebration of Hope. That is this Saturday, 6 o'clock is the pre-show. You can register for free. And as Deacon Rick said, you can watch this wonderful presentation and have an opportunity to donate to these great programs. You know, you talked, Deacon Rick, about the last several years, and I'm looking at some of your programs right now on your website. And you talk about a need in the community over these last several years, healthy housing, homeless services, immigration, legal services, refugee services. I mean, you are touching upon all of the things that are so desperately needed right now.
Well, absolutely. That's the intention. That is the heart of the church, reaching out, finding those situations that really require intervention, require the people of God to be present and to be friends with the folks who are struggling.
We've also had an opportunity to talk with Jen Masocha. You talked about disaster relief services.
Yeah.
Throw into the wildfire mix then these last couple of years too, and you're right there with disaster services.
Absolutely. And, you know, what is really extraordinary about disasters of this kind, particularly fires, is that everything is destroyed. Unlike a hurricane where perhaps maybe you can fix your house, we've got more than 3,000 families in Oregon who lost everything, lost their homes completely. And it's going to take 5 to 10 years, believe it or not, to replace all that stock. So there's a long haul. But we're also getting ready for, you know, future disasters, more wildfires. And, of course, everyone on everyone's mind in Oregon is the possibility of a major earthquake. It's time for Oregon, all of us here, to get serious about preparing for what will be a extraordinary event in the history of this of the Northwest, and it'll impact all of us. So we want the church to be part of that. We want Catholic Charities to be on the front line with many other organizations, the Red Cross, Office of Emergency Management, FEMA. We're going to be there to help folks when things get really hard.
Deacon Rick Burkell, he is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Oregon. Their Celebration of Hope event coming up on Saturday. You have an opportunity to support these wonderful programs. And one of the things I wanted to mention too, Brenda and myself, we've had an opportunity for a couple of different times now to have Chef John with us with Germain's Cafe. What a joy that has been.
He is an extraordinary guy. I'm glad you enjoyed him. Chef John is a... really has been a wonderful leader for our culinary program, not only producing meals for unhoused folks, but really creating first ever culinary training program at Catholic Charities. We identified this as a significant need, and we're training folks with different learning styles, people with intellectual disabilities. This is a great time for folks to enter a job market where there is a lot of need in the culinary fields, which include not only kitchen work, but, you know, shelving in the supermarkets and in the food, the whole food production and delivery system. There are plenty of opportunities. So we've already placed three. We've only been doing this work for about a year now, but we've placed three of our students in jobs that they love. And so we're excited about the future.
That is wonderful. Again, another great program. Once again, a reminder, it is the Celebration of Hope to support Catholic Charities' wonderful programs. It's coming up this Saturday, March 19th. Pre-show at 6 p.m. It's a free virtual event. Go to CatholicCharitiesOregon.org to sign up and be a part and support these wonderful programs. Deacon Rick Burkell, Executive Director, Catholic Charities. Deacon Rick, again, thank you so much for all you've done with Catholic Charities as you head down to retirement. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again, too, before that happens.
Hey, I would love that, David. And thanks to you and Brenda. You've been great friends to us.
Well, God bless and have a great event Saturday night.
All righty. Thank you.